Well, since who it is, but Gdishoi, let's say the owner was Makdish the house, then Hadar boy Malas Chal Hegdish. Whoever lives there has to give the rent to Hegdish. So when it says Gdishoi, if your owner was Makdish it, Hadar boy, the person that lives there, Hechi Motzi Hegdishoi Hadar boy. So how do you mean it was like this? That who was Makdish it? The Seicha, the one that's renting it, the one that's living there right now. The question is, Hechi Motzi Makdish lo, how could he be Makdish the house? The Pasuk says, Ish ki yaktish beisai kodesh amarachmona. So like this, ma beisai b'shusai, just like a house that's in your rishus, is af kol b'shusai, anything else has to be in your rishus. So if it only be makdish something that's in your rishus, here this house belongs to the maskin, not to the one that's renting it. You're only living there right now. You're only renting it, it's not in your rishus. So how could he be makdish it? So Gemara says, true, how could come? This is what the Braisa means to say. Take Dishoy Maskir, the one that rented it out to the owner, he was Makdish the house. Now the Lachur is Adar boy, the one that's renting and living there, is Malas Chal Hegdish. He has to pay the rent to Hegdish. So Mar asked the question, Dishoy Maskir, if the Maskir was Makdish the house, Sahechi Daibo, so who the Hegdish is Chal, Sahaka the Saicha the renter live there. The Nilakoi, he's over in Issa Mila, since it's Chal Hegdish, it's also to have enough from it. So secondly, Malas Chal Hegdish. What do you say? You have to give the schar to Hegdish. Kivun the Molba. Since the person lives there, over the Yisrael Mila, Nofek Le Schar Lechulun. Lechur the Kedusha goes off the house. Like it's Nofek Lechulun. When you Molba, so Kedusha goes off it. So once the Kedusha goes off it, now you don't have to give the schar, the rent to Hegdish anymore. So my answer to the case is talking about over here, the Yomar, Lekeshi Yavoyu Scharoi Yakish. That the Masker, the owner of the house, said like this. That later when the circle will give me the rent, I want to be makdish that rent. So take it chal, and when the person gives the rent, he has to give it to Hegdish. So this the question is, I ain't not the makdish double shalom b'liyolam. Right now you don't have the rent yet, so how could you be makdish if you don't have the rent? So my answer is, I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, or money to lose, go like a money Rav Meir, goes according to Rav Meir. The Yom that Rav Meir holds, Odom makdish double shalom b'liyolam. Yes, you could be makdish something that's not in this world yet. So therefore you have a right to be makdish now, the maskir of the house, the owner of the house could say that later, when the person pays me the rent, I want that rent to be kodesh. Even though you don't have the rent right now, you could be makdish and dobe shalom aliyolim. And he could the army, some say, omele rav popla baya, popla setu baya. The yarmula, some say, rav mori bachomele rav chizda. Command loses, go like Rabbi Meir. The owner it says, or the makdish dobe shalom aliyolim, kosu kotu rav Meir. I guess the question like, does it go according to him? Or Malay, yes, we have the command. Who else? True. There's a lot only goes according to Rabbi Meir that you could be Makdish Adabo Shaloi Bolyelam. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Chof Aleph from an Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chai V'Erchin, somebody has a chiv to give his Erchin and he didn't give it yet, he took his time. So the Mashkin and I say, Bez Navalocha, they come into his house and take away your mashkin until like a guarantee for the amount of the erchin until he really pays it up. Chaybi chatoyis v'yashomos. Let's say somebody has a chiyuv to bring korban chatos korban oshem and he takes his time about it. Here ein mashkin and oisoi. Bezin does not take a mashkin, does not force him, because the svar is since he needs this korban for kapora, for sure he'll end up bringing it. Now, chayv elus or shlomim, let's say some has to bring korban oil or korban shlomim. These do not come for kaporo. So therefore, if the person takes his time, we're afraid he may never bring it. And therefore, also mashkin and oisai. Therefore, we like take a mashkin, we like take a guarantee away from him until he brings the korban. Now, alfalpi, even though shein mischapeli achi yisrata, even though by korban the korban only helps for you, even the korban oil or shlomim. Let's say you didn't over in Isra say you want to bring a korban to have your kapora, so it is a type of a kapora for you, and you only have this kapora achi yisratza until you do it willingly. Shinema, the pasuk says liritzoinoi that the korban has to be brought with your will. So here, how can we be mashkenoi? So how can we force you to take a mashken away that's not called the ritzoinoi? So the answer is the Mishnah says koyfenoi soi achi yemer ritzoni. We force him until he says ritzoni. And when he says Reitzani, that's called he's doing it willingly. And the Reina time, the same type of a svar we have, Begite Noshim, by a get isha, that Koifenoisa, sometimes we force the husband to give a get, Achiyama Reitzani, until he says he wants to give it. Like even though he doesn't want to give his wife a get, but we have a right business sometimes to force him to give the get,
it's supposed to be done berotzen of the husband. So at the end we get him to say reitzani, that's also called berotzen.
Again, now this carbon oiler shlomim, he doesn't have the chiyuv to bring it. Just halacha is, if you open Yisra Aseh and you want a kapora, you have the right to bring it. So my said is being mechapah for you. Therefore, it has to be done the ritzonai. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa. Papa says you should know problem sometimes. Shechayvi chatoyis memashkin and oison. Even a korban chatis, sometimes we're afraid you may not bring it, and we have to take a mashkin to guarantee away from you. And sometimes chayvi oilois. There are sometimes the korban oilah that we're not afraid you won't bring it, then we don't have to take a mashkin. So it's like this. When is that? Pechatis nazir. When a nazir finishes his nazir, he has to bring three kabbanas. On the other locher is the chibun yomama, since we learned em gilach al achas mishloshtan, any one of the three kabbanas that a nazir has to bring, whether it's the oilah, whether it's the shlomim, whether it's the chatis, any one of the three kabbonas he has to bring, if he takes his haircut, is yotzo. And the same thing, that he has to take his haircut first. And then, be in Nizrak Olav Echod Min Adamin, if one of the kabbonas was brought, they made his rika from any one of his three kabbonas. So, locher is, Hutar Hanozil Lishtos Yain Lutam Ala Mesim. The din in his ears goes off him, he's allowed to drink one, he can touch a mesim. So, if so, let's say he only brought his korban oilo. He has his kaporis finished already. So therefore we're afraid, Poshe Bovle Maisi, we're afraid he may not come to bring his Korban Chatis. And therefore by a Nazir, in the case we already brought his Oilah first, here will be a Mashkin and Oisoi, we'll take away a Mashkin like to force him to bring his Korban Chatis. And sometimes Chayvi Oilus is the opposite, ain't a Mashkin Oisoi, we don't have to take away a Mashkin. For Yerlis Yeledis, when Isha gave birth, so she has to bring Korban Oilah and the Korban Chatis. So her Oilah is like a Kapara. That's mark of a kapora, therefore we're not afraid she won't bring it. Smur explains, my niya, what's the svara, why? What is sabi yeledish, not afraid? He akad me kroh, because the Torah says, to yell the first, as if to say, that's likuba, bringing her oil first, that's makiv, the chatis. Rashi says, kloima, like my time o matu di olosa makvosim, mishum de akad me kroh, lo makami chatis, before the chatis. So the oil is the ikra. Samora says, no, Rama Rava, Rava said already that Lemikru Hagdimu Akosiv. The Torah only said it, only wrote it first. Rashi says, Shete Nikras, Bemikru Tchila, but Valesha Takas Chidu Perakol Atodir. But Adarab, even the Yeledis, first she has to bring a Chatis, and then a Roila. So the Ika Kapor again has a Chatis, so we have to be afraid maybe she won't bring a Roila. So why aren't we mashkin her for this Oila? Samora says, true, Ella, what he meant to say was, Vielas Mitzora. By a Metzorah. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Yishmael Benoish, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bruk Weimel. That Kishem Shechatoso V'yashomoy Ikvosoy, Kach Oilosoy Ikvosoy. That by a Metzorah, all three Kabbonas are Makiv. Just like he has to have a Chatas and a Noshim, he needs his Oilah also. Therefore, if the Metzorah doesn't have his Tyrah, until he brings his Oilah, we're not afraid to be Posha. So in this case, we do not have to be Mashkin for him to bring his Korban Oilah. Then the Mishnah says, V'yafo pi shei mischap li'ashi yisras, even though the kapora doesn't take place until it's done willingly, so how could we force him? The answer is, that she emirates any. Tana Rabban, what about this? The Pasuk says, in Vayikra, Yakri voisa, he has to bring the korban, Malame comes to teach us, that shekoy finoisa, we force him. Yocho bakorchu, even though he's not willing at the end altogether, Tamalei melitzon, the Pasuk says, no litzon, he has to be willing. If so, how does it come out? The answer is, Koifunois, we have right to force him. Achiyayma reitzani, until he says reitzani. Omar Shmuel, Oilo tzricha das. Shmuel says, you know, Oilo needs das. Tzricha das, Rashi says, that if somebody is mechayev a korban oilo, and somebody else wants to bring it for him, so if you bring it for him, you have to notify him that you're bringing it for him. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Liritzayna, it has to be done willingly. Shmuel says, my kamashman, what Shmuel's chiddish? Tanin have learned in our Mishnah, Afo pi shein mischapali at yisrat, so shenem le ritzoinoi, that we have to have it done willingly. So Mar says, Lord Tzricha, the Kiddush is like this, Te porish le chavrei, that somebody, like we just said, Reuven was mechuyiv to bring a korban oilo, and his friend Shimon now set aside from Shimon's own money, korban, to be brought for Reuven. So madatem, I would have thought to say, kibin and das medidei, when do we have to have das only if the korban's brought from Shimon's money?
to an original person's money. Avad Midcharver here, where Reuven wants to bring his for Shimon Loi, maybe Reuven does not have to have, maybe Shimon does not have to have Das. Again, where Reuven wants to bring it for Shimon, so maybe here, since Reuven's bringing his own korban for his friend Shimon, maybe we do not need the Das of Shimon. As Kamashnu, and that's the Chiddush of Shmuel, yes. And what's the Svara? Because Zimnin sometimes, sometimes he's not happy about this. He would rather have the kapara from his own money and not somebody else bring the korban for him. So it's not always a schus for him. Therefore, we have to notify him first before you bring the korban for your friend. Next, we have a question on this. It says, if Reuven says, I want to have a chiv to bring a korban chatos or a korban oshim from my friend Shimon, but Shimon did a chet, and he has to bring a chatos, he has to bring an oshim. Now Reuven says, I want to bring it for you. The law is, lodas yotzo. If it was done,